This is the 31-page official Marion County voter pamphlet, a voter's guide to local candidates and measures, primary election, May 17, 2016. Table of contents. Page 3, how to contact the clerk's office. Ballot drop sites, page 4. Voters with disabilities information, page 6. Voting information, page 7. Sample ballot, pages 8 through 12. Track your ballot, also on page 12. Candidate statements begins on page 13 through page 18. Measures and arguments starts on page 20 through page 29. Voter registration card and information, pages 30 and 31. Ballots for this election will be mailed to registered voters on April 27th. Remember, do not forget to sign your return ballot envelope. Voted ballots must be received in an elections office or an official Oregon ballot drop site by 8 p.m. Monday, May 17th, 2016. Again, remember, postmark does not count. Bill Burgess, Marion County Clerk, 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388. Website, www.co.marion.or.us/co/elections. Page 2, a message from the clerk. Dear Marion County voter, we look forward to receiving your voted ballot. You have until April 26th if you wish to change your party affiliation in order to vote in the primary of your choice. Check your registration status at www.oregonvotes.org and update if necessary. If you have not received your ballot by May 5th, please call us at 503-588-5041. If you wait until after May 10th to return your ballot, please use an official ballot drop site instead of the mail to assure we receive your ballot in time to count. See the list of drop sites on pages 4 and 5. Please be sure to have both your current residential and mailing address. This helps determine which of the 544 ballot styles to send. You can check and, if necessary, update this information online at www.oregonvotes.org. Prospective voters with an Oregon driver's license or ID card can also register online by April 26th for this May election. Alternately, use the registration form on page 31. Please sign up today at www.co.marion.or.us/co to track your ballot with text, email, or voice alerts. This allows you to know where your ballot is in the process and allows us to contact you quickly if there is a signature issue. This Oregon primary election has two purposes. All voters decide on candidates for nonpartisan offices and on local measures. Voters registered as Republican, Independent or Democrat will also pick people to represent their party in the November general election. You have until April 26th if you wish to change your party registration for this May election. Know of someone who, because of a reading impairment or disability, needs voting assistance? Please contact us. We offer several options to help people vote privately and independently. Some are listed on page 6. We also offer large print and tactile ballots. This voter pamphlet is available in voice and text on our website. Independent Living Resources, 503-232-7411, will mail this voter pamphlet on CD or tape on request. April 26th is the last day to register to vote, also the last day to change party, and the last day for non-affiliated voters to request an independent party ballot, if desired. Thank you for helping make democracy work by being informed and voting. You are welcome to observe our election process. May 10th, recommended last day to mail ballot for USPS delivery by Election Day. May 17th, last day to return ballot to Dropbox before 8 p.m. Sincerely, Bill Burgess, Marion County Clerk. Website, www.co.marion.or.us/co/elections. Page 3, how to contact the Marion County Clerk, Elections Department. Marion County, Oregon. In person, 555 Court Street Northeast, Suite 2130 on the second floor, Salem, Oregon, 97301. By mail, Post Office Box 14500, Salem, Oregon, 97309. By telephone, 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388. By TTY, Deaf or Hearing Impaired Device Required, 503-588-5610. By fax, 503-588-5383. By email, elections@co.marion.or.us, or the website, www.co.marion.or.us/co/elections. Office hours are 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Hours on Election Day, May 17th, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you need a replacement ballot, assistance with voting, or if you would just like to observe and see democracy in action, come see us at the clerk's office.